So we now have a third BRAF-MEK combination now approved, encorafenib and binimetinib. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about that combination and how the data and your clinical experience compare to the other two?
Yeah, the trial that led to the approval, the so-called Columbus trial of encorafenib and binimetinib, was by and large a randomized trial of the combination versus single-agent BRAF inhibitor. And the BRAF inhibitor they chose was vemurafenib. So the data is largely a study of BRAF-MEK, encorafenib, binimetinib versus vemurafenib. The progression-free survival and the overall survival is quite encouraging with that combination. But we know that single-agent BRAF inhibitor is not the standard of care, so you're really not comparing it to what we would otherwise treat patients with off-protocol. So that makes it a little bit more difficult to interpret those data. I think we're going to have a hard time comparing them to the other combinations, dabrafenib, trametinib, vemurafenib, cobimetinib, but it certainly looks like it's just as effective, if not slightly more effective. I think where it's really interesting is maybe comparing across studies the toxicity profile, because the previous approved combinations did have issues with toxicity, vemurafenib with photosensitivity, dabrafenib with fevers, and the toxicity profile of the new combination, encorafenib and binimetinib, seems to be favorable compared to that. So I think that's important to take into consideration.
Is it your clinical impression, have you used this combination, that it is less toxic? And the thing we hear the most, I think that I hear the most about, is fevers. Do you have any experience with this combination?
We are just getting experience with it. We didn't participate in the trials that led to the approval, so we don't have a lot of experience with that yet. But we have a handful of patients now on that combination, and they seem to be doing pretty well. But that's anecdotal, and it's still early in terms of our patient numbers.